back to Bro to Throwin'. We back in the stew. You know how we do, baby. Today is mimosa day. Come on, you already know the vibe.
Sunday mimosas.
Sunday mimosas.
Even though it's Friday.
But... it is Friday. We got the big glasses today, too.
Yeah, I wanted to do the whole bottle of champagne.
We pouring up. You think this will hold the full bottle?
Yeah.
Can this? How much wine can this wine glass hold? A half bottle or a full bottle?
I haven't tried. Usually when I fill my wine glass up, I fill it to about here. I bet you it could maybe hold almost a full bottle. Almost. Not quite. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, this actually is holding a lot more than I thought it would.
I want this one.
Fine, whatever.
Well, you shouldn't be so bad at pouring.
Well, Kayla, that's way too much.
No!
Yes.
You're gonna
make a mess. You're gonna...
look at this aesthetic little...
oh, shut up.
It is.
Aesthetic.
He used to put my... well, I don't really drink milk, but... his milk in one of these. Orange juice in one.
Spilling
and
then...
you got it on my freshly pedicured toes.
Well, so aesthetic, but it doesn't fucking pour.
Yeah, I didn't get the ones that have the...
is that good?
Yeah, it's good. I didn't get the ones that had...
I want a little more.
Oh my god, the rug's gonna be all sticky. Good thing we're throwing it away soon.
This old rug.
Don't.
I told you, Katie's gonna fuck some shit up.
We have a TV that's sitting right here, and my cat just like... no!
She tried to get on top of the fucking TV.
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Little psycho. I feel like I can't take my eyes off of her. She's gonna do something right now.
Oh, I'm gonna do something too. Look, I can't even fucking sit properly. Turn a little bit. There we go.
Too concerned with the cat.
Cheers. Have you ever thought... something that crosses my mind all the time. How come? So there's a goose, but when there's a big old flock of goose, we call them geese.
Mm-hmm.
So how come a bunch of mooses isn't meese? You know how much more sense
just,
that would make?
Is it just moose?
Yeah, you just mooses or moose. Look wait, is it mooses?
Moose.
I don't think it's mooses. I think it's just moose over there.
Yeah.
Why is it not meese?
I don't know.
There's geese. Meese.
That's it. It's the only
geese.
Word. That's the only
goose. Word. What?
Nothing.
What are you going to say?
My cat.
That's the only word that has the meese. I told
succulents.
You. I told you she was going to start fucking shit up as soon as we.
She's literally like, oh, they're doing something. Let me go fuck shit up. Let me go.
She wants in these boxes.
Yeah. Put one down so she can jump in it. What is up with cats and boxes and bags?
Our cat loves to
not
go in
not
boxes.
The $50 bed that she has.
You want to know a big debate that's going on right now?
World War III.
No. Oh. I'm talking about like not politics. I've seen it. I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok. It's a big debate right now. And, like, you pick a side. Like, what do you think? So, is there more doors or wheels in the world?
I'm going to say wheels. There's a lot
you're
of...
you're a wheels person?
There's a lot of 18-wheeler semis.
I'm a doors.
Does it, like, doors on cars and houses?
Doors. Is there more wheels or doors?
Hmm.
Think about it.
Actually, well, I was
skyscrapers.
Thinking, I was thinking of just
every
yeah.
doors.
Yeah, it's a lot of doors, especially like let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, our house, our apartment.
But then, if you think about it, like these, even these doors,
oh, yeah.
are run on wheels. So, a wheel is what opens it.
Yeah, I was at first just thinking strictly like. strictly car wheels.
No, wheels.
Play cars have wheels.
Play cars?
Like fake cars. Toy like the cars. Little plastic ones, yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, so you can make
that. So what argument. Are you doors or wheels? What are you?
I'm doors, 100%. There's way more doors in the world. If you think about it, okay, you got toy cars, but what about, like, little dollhouses? They all have doors.
Have you ever been to a salvage yard and seen all the tires that are just laying around?
A salvage yard?
Yeah.
What's a salvage? Like a...
Like a metal yard where people go and take their metal. I think you can take tires there, too. Les Schwab.
Les Schwab?
They've got tires all over the place in that bitch.
Okay, a fucking...
Costco. School,
all the school lockers. School buses. What's considered a wheel, then?
Anything round
that spins. Something that's round has to be on an axle that spins.
Those wheels aren't on axles.
Yeah, they are. If there's an axle that does this and it spins around it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sliding glass door. Oh, wait. I'm on wheels.
Sliding glass door. Thank you for helping me out.
There's got to be a wheel on there, though, that makes it spin open. Or, like, you know.
Think about it.
Yeah, I am.
You're in your kitchen.
You pull out your drawer. It's a wheel.
You open your cabinet. It's a door. You open your fridge. It's a door.
You. Your vacuum cleaner has wheels. Suitcases, wheels.
Bathroom stalls. Doors.
Bathroom doors that are glass on sliding things.
What?
Yeah, like Mill Hill doors. You know how it's clear and then you open
it? A sliding glass door?
Like in a bathroom. You know?
Yeah. I still think there's more doors. What do you guys think? I think doors 100%. Yeah, there's a shit ton of fucking wheels, but what would we be without doors? Open. You'd be like Drake and Josh... Where you're fucking just running into a wall, you know, you don't have a door to go through.
No, they would just cut out holes into the wall and you'd walk through it.
Doors. Doors, doors, doors.
Wheels. It's wheels. And you can admit that I'm right.
No. For every wheel, there's doors.
For every wheel. Door, there's wheels.
No.
Ish.
Do you think... Can you hear the difference between cold water and hot water?
1,000%.
Like if I'm pouring something into a cup, you can hear if it's cold water or hot water.
Yeah. When you cold water or hot water hisses, kind of like slightly. Like when you pour
it. I'm not talking about like boiling, but yeah, just like hot water.
Yeah. I still feel like
I think you can tell the difference. All right. We're going to do a test real quick then. Pull out your phone and I'm gonna play water of one and the other and you gotta guess what it is.
Okay.
Alright, so here's the first one. One is hot water being poured and one is cold water being poured. And I want you to tell me which is which.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
And here's... We'll play the other one.
Alright, you wanna hear the other one?
Yeah.
Alright, here's the other one. What do you think?
I'm going to say the first one was hot.
Is it cold? No, you're totally right. The first one's hot water. Yeah. It does have that distinct sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me play again.
It has like a sizzle.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need a wee.
Yeah.
Well, let me just make sure.
Did they get it right?
The first one is... Sounded like emptying a kettle, and the second one sounded like filling a kettle.
That's so hot and then cold.
So yeah, you're right. The first one is hot, and the second one is cold. That's just crazy to think that.
Could you? I mean, you obviously saw.
Yeah, no, I could.
But you could tell.
When I first heard it, I definitely could tell the difference.
Yeah. I don't know. It just sounds different.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Like, there's not even so much of a... Yeah, it's like a sizzle, I feel like.
You can call it that, but that's not what it is, but I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know if that was just warm water, or was it, like, hot tea kettle water?
I don't think it was boiling water, but it was definitely hot.
I don't think I could tell the difference if you took hot water from, like, the sink and then cold water. I don't know if I could tell that difference. I can
still tell the difference. Maybe. You could just, like, hear the steam rising.
But the, yeah, it's like that.
It has, like, a...
After, yeah.
While you're pouring it.
Yeah.
While the other one, it just sounds, like, icy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird that we can tell that.
All right, now for your daily crime facts from Daisha Budell.
So this is more of like a true crime, like something that somebody did. But the killer Joe Metheny would gut his victims and then mix their flesh with animal meats to sell as burgers at his fast food stand. Is that not terrifying?
Like, he had a fast food stand?
And he would literally kill people, mix their freaking guts in with the meat. How many people do you think... That's crazy.
That's some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
Well, that's Robert Lee Picton. He was the pig farm killer. Is
that
the
pig farm killer?
Mm-hmm. He had... They found meat in his fridge.
He was a butcher, right?
They had a pig farm, and they would sell their...
Oh, okay.
Pigs, and he had pork mixed in with...
Could you imagine
human
that? You can't even like track that to everyone who ate the fucking food. Like, you could be at any like fast food and like be eating human flesh and not even know it.
Mm-hmm. That's gross. We need to do another true crime. True wine.
True crime and wine.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Wine and true crime. I don't remember what we called it.
I love true crime.
That was for a October special Halloween.
Oh, okay. So we can only do it once a year.
Yeah.
So I'll just slip in my true crime facts here and there.
Yeah, you can slip in facts here and there.
There's some messed up people in the world. I wonder what the statistics are for men being bad at multitasking.
Why do you say that?
I just wonder.
Is it that we're bad at multitasking, or we're just like don't want to listen, so we act like we're doing something else?
I'm going to start doing that to you then. I can literally sit on my phone, go whatever, do whatever, listen to a television show, and have a conversation at the same time. Meanwhile, you can't even look up on your phone and listen.
To what?
Exactly.
I think I've talked about this before, but like, how the fuck is a unicorn fake, but a giraffe is real?
I know, right?
Have you thought about a fucking giraffe? Have you seen a giraffe?
Yes, I've been to wildlife safari.
I've been to a zoo, and it's like, they kind of just stand there, and it's probably a robot half the time, but like, what the fuck is a giraffe?
What, I haven't studied giraffes much, so is their like, what's their long ass neck?
It's so, is they it can, just a spine? It's so they can eat the top of the trees.
But
well,
why?
Is it a muscle? Is it a spine? Is there a spine going up that bitch?
Why do they have to eat the top of the tree?
How does a giraffe sleep?
Standing up, probably, like kitty. Oh, I was like, what are you doing? No, they
just... Does it lay down?
Horses and cows sleep standing up, so...
Wait, horses and cows sleep standing up?
Yeah.
Nah, them motherfuckers lay down.
No, they don't. Have you
a giraffe doesn't lay down?
Have you? I don't know if
they
lay down.
A horse doesn't lay down?
They rest sometimes.
Dude, I swear. Do you think a giraffe just like is?
I mean, I can
rest,
Google it. But...
Just rest his head on the ground.
No.
And then just sleeps like that.
No.
He can't sleep with this big ass fucking cloud looking ass in the fucking sky.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think so.
What is a unicorn's horn supposed to be made of?
Well, like it's a tusk.
So, I mean, that doesn't seem impossible.
Like, that's what I'm saying. There's narwhals. There's a fucking... There's a sea unicorn. Why is there not a land unicorn? Why is that even fake? Why? Who came up with that? And why is a giraffe real?
I don't know. I wonder how big a giraffe riddle me is, that. Is when it comes
like to... Like legit? What's the biggest known giraffe? Like fucking no, but, 50 feet?
But I wonder how big a giraffe is when it's born. Like the baby? You know how horses
like come out feet? Big as... Well, do you think a giraffe is like 6 feet tall?
Let me Google it.
What's the average size of a baby giraffe? It's like, do they walk? Dude, they gotta be like a horse.
Have yeah, you I'd never seen a...
No, I've never fucking... What do you mean?
I don't even
know. What are you looking up? You born on a farm? Are you looking up videos of a horse being born?
So weird. Can you buy a giraffe?
Can you buy a giraffe?
I only wondered that because I typed in giraffe and a picture of a giraffe came up and it was $4,975. So I was like, oh, maybe you can buy a giraffe.
How do you draw your back?
Draw off? My back? What?
How do you draw your back off after a shower?
I take the towel. So obviously, because I wrap it around me, so that, you know, quite a bit of me is dry from, like, here down.
Okay.
And then I take it, and I put it over my shoulders, and I shimmy.
So you do the shimmy shimmy? You do the...
I just, like, the move shimmy? It back and forth.
Wait. You go angle?
Sometimes. How do you dry off?
I kind of do a... So sometimes I do shimmy, but sometimes I do like, well, I'll do my head, I'll do my arms, and then I do the back, like the cape, mm-hmm. boom, and then a slide up, like a, so like slaps my back, and then just, and then like slide up, and it just pulls it all.
Before I get out of the shower, I do my arms and my legs, and I try to get the bottom of my feet because I hate.
I don't do my feet because I think it's, even though I just showered, I still think it's weird to wipe my feet off on my towel. That my face goes on.
Nah. I don't like to step on the rug.
That's why I don't wipe my butthole with my towel either. And I wait.
That's smart.
Because I got a lot of hair down there.
Why don't you just shave it off?
Because then it's going to be all stubbly and itchy.
Then you just keep shaving it.
Stubbly and itchy. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Do you get dingleberries? I got brown cat.
This is any old damn business. If I got dingleberries or not.
I don't know why hairy butts just gross me out. I got it's Chewbacca so gross. Down there. So gross. But honestly, I think
God was like, "Oh, you can't grow a beard. You want some more hair? Yeah, I'll give you on your butthole."
Yeah, but I think if I came across a guy who shaved their butt, I don't know. Maybe it would be weird. But maybe
you don't
it
wouldn't. Shave your butthole unless you're expecting company.
No.
Yes.
I don't expect company. Do you think it would be weird if you didn't shave your butthole?
What?
Like, if you just shaved
No, I don't think it's weird because I don't shave my butthole. Wait, do you shave your butthole? You have to shave your butthole?
What?
Do you poop?
No.
How many times do you poop a day?
None.
A week?
Pooping's for men only.
Are you like Kim Jong-un? You don't poop or pee? Mm-mm.
No.
You know, I was today's years old when I found out that a vagina has two separate holes for a wee-wee and a pee. And I was today years old when I found out that a pad sticks to the vagina, not the underwear.
What did your school teach you? Obviously not fucking basic anatomy.
The PEMDAS fucking algebra.
Do you have sex ed?
I think so. I don't remember
that. Do you not pay attention? You know, because me? I said something, you're like, nah, it comes from the same hole. It was talking about peeing, and I was like, what the fuck? Like,
well, I thought it came out the same hole, but there was, like, different tubes from the hole. I didn't know it was, like, complete two separate holes. I didn't know you can keep your tampon in and pee. I thought you had to take your tampon out to go pee.
Jesus.
You tell me you don't?
No.
Does it trickle down the string?
That's why you hold the string.
You hold the string?
You can't just have your string hanging out.
There's a lot of girls that just have the string hanging out.
Not when they pee, I guarantee it. Because you want a wet string that's going to sit in your underwear.
That's weird. I don't know. That's weird to me. So you have three holes?
Or maybe I'm not normal and most girls take their tampon out every time they pee. Ain't nobody got time for that. Tampons are expensive. And inflation? Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
We out here being frugal nowadays.
Let's get this video to fucking 6 likes. I believe in you guys. 6 likes.
I do not, but where are your friends at?
Oh, my friends don't care. Anyways, if you guys want to keep seeing this, we're going to keep doing it. I don't
even
care
if you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Because it's just, there's something about talking in a microphone. It's so fun.
Fuck your mama's couch. We drinking. We doing a podcast. Yeah.
We're going to go sit outside and be nosy neighbors.